WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker. President Trump says he will meet his Russian counterpart in Alaska next Friday, horse trading with Vladimir Putin over Ukraine.
Some swapping. It's complicated. It's actually nothing easy. It's very complicated, but we're going to get some back. We're going to get some switched. There'll be some swapping of territories.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is not invited. He insists Ukraine will never give up land to the Russian invaders. In Nagasaki, Japan, marking a tragic anniversary, the BBC's Shaima Khalil has more.
At 11:06 exactly, the bells tolled, because that was the time the atomic bomb was dropped. The city fell silent. 80 years ago, the survivors were burning alive, scrambling for safety, begged for water. So there was a moment where there was water offering from participants in the ceremony to pay respect to those who perished in nuclear fire.
74,000 people died that day. Police in Atlanta mourning one of their own after a gunman opened fire outside the CDC's headquarters yesterday.
This officer responded to the call, as he did, as he was trained to do. During that incident, he received gunfire and he lost his life.
The gunman died during the incident. The Republican Attorney General in the state of Texas is asking its Supreme Court to declare vacant the seats held by absent House Democratic lawmakers, which has left the chamber without a quorum. The Democrats are trying to block a congressional redistricting plan that would create an additional 5 Republican state House seats, ensuring GOP control. And CBS political reporter Hunter Woodall tells us Texas could just be a beginning.
This fight is now spilling into multiple states. You have California Democrats saying they might try and redraw those maps. That could essentially offset the Texas gains that Republicans are trying to make. But it also could expand to other Republican states, Missouri, Indiana, Florida.
History will be made in Major League Baseball later today. CBS's Steve Kathan has more.
48-year-old Jen Powell is the first woman to umpire a big league regular season game, working today's Marlins-Braves doubleheader. Violet Palmer, the NBA's first female referee, thinks she'll do fine.
All she has to do is be herself. Trust her training, and I guarantee you she would be successful.
On Sunday, Powell will be behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
In California, a rapidly spreading wildfire briefly forced the evacuations of thousands of people near Los Angeles. The Canyon Fire broke out Thursday in Ventura County. So far, it's burned more than 5,000 acres. The Gifford Fire in rural San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties has scorched more than 100,000 acres in 1 week. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every Saturday, every weekend. We're here for you. Same time, same station. And why are we here for you? Because you're suffering. If you have illnesses and you're on drugs and you're unhealthy and you're not happy, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Do you know that you and I, all of us, all humans, are responsible for their health? No one else. You're not having bad luck. It's not the roll of the dice. God's not mad at you. We are just doing the wrong things daily. We are making the wrong choices daily. And you know what makes us the healthiest? Not drugs, not your doctor. Doctors are great. They have their place. They are critical for our health overall, but not for the health of your body. They do not have any skill, any course in med school to determine your health. They know nothing about health and nutrition. It's not their fault. It's Big Pharma that wants them to know nothing about health and nutrition. So they are dependent on their drugs from the companies that sell drugs as a means of what they think of getting healthy. You see all those TV ads on Ozempic and Wegovy, all of them want you to know and want you to have such a great appetite to buy those drugs. Have you watched them for a while? Oh, you really want to lose weight. Like one guy says, I lost 35 pounds, and some lose up to 56 pounds. Why wouldn't you want that drug? Why would you not want it? If it was really true and safe, no side effects, and was well for your health, I don't blame you for buying them. But they aren't safe. There's a lot of side effects. And you can do better by changing your lifestyle choices. 98% of all disease, or so-called disease, but they are just metabolic disorders. They are dysfunctions in your body caused by a lack of nutrients, not a lack of drugs. So I want to be here to help you understand you can make huge changes. Huge changes every day. Now, you may not see them because they're sometimes very subtle. When you make changes in your life, you change your diet, you get more exercise, more activity, more movement, better sleep, get outside in the sunshine. All of these things are part of nature that makes us healthier. There is no drug better suited for your body than the food you eat. The food we eat contains all the necessary nutrients if they're grown correctly and they're harvested correctly and they're not tampered with, they're not altered, and they're in the way nature intended, they're going to give you all the nutrients that your body requires to be healthy. And being healthy means no illnesses, no sicknesses. You won't need drugs. But it takes time. I don't care how old you are, what condition you're suffering from. If you make changes, you're going to see changes. Now, it may take 3 to 6 months. But if you don't make changes in 3 to 6 months, you've chosen the wrong choices. You have to choose the right food. You have to concentrate on good quality proteins, primarily animal proteins, and good fats, healthy fats, not the seed oils that were once known as vegetable oils. And why are they bad? Because they contain a high level of linoleic acid, omega-6 fatty acid. Omega-6 fatty acid is a pro-inflammatory oil. It causes inflammation. So while you're buying drugs to reduce inflammation, buying supplements to reduce inflammation, you're increasing inflammation in your body when you consume these seed oils, like sunflower seed oil, soybean oil, cottonseed oil. Cotton, not even a food. And yet we consume that oil. And it can be sprayed hundreds of times because it's not considered a food. But yet we take the seed oil as a certain ingredient in our food. We're doing the wrong things, folks. You're sick because, and everybody is sick. I'm not just pointing you. Everybody, America, because we have chosen the wrong kinds of foods to eat. As I've said, we need animal proteins as our source of amino acids. We need all the amino acids to make the proteins we need for muscle, for strength, for making all the necessary peptides and polypeptides that we need for good health. We need high-quality fats, extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, pecan oil. But we have to drastically reduce the intake of sugar and carbohydrates. And you know, another name for carbohydrates is sugar. Because those carbohydrates like bread, pasta, cakes, pies, any kind of pastry, any kind of white flour, all have to be converted into sugar for the body to be able to metabolize it, to give energy. Now we're getting way, way too much, way beyond what insulin can shuttle into your cells to produce energy, so it stores it. The body is very careful of what it can take in and burn as energy. So if it can't use the carbohydrates to convert it to sugar, because there's so much sugar already in your bloodstream, so much in your cell, that it can't get any more sugar into your cell. So it said, in its wisdom, let's store this sugar for a future in case we need it. And how does it store it? Well, look down on your belly, that belly fat, that visceral fat, the fat that's involved in your abdominal walls, inside your organs, like overtakes your liver. Now you have fatty liver disease. Fat infiltrates your liver. Fat infiltrates your entire abdominal cavity. You have a beer belly, bread belly, all that belly fat. That's the worst kind of fat you can have because it damages your metabolic function. And so many people in the United States already are obese. And if we don't change now, folks, by 2050, not too far off, it's only 25 years. That's not much in terms of the length of time we live. They predict everybody will be obese. Man, woman, and child. Obese. We're not a very healthy nation. But we can be. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Know you can change. But you can't change unless you have an effort to make change. You have to want to make change. Otherwise, you're not sick enough. If you know you have to change, then you must change. You can't keep eating the same foods now and maybe even eating less of it and making any change. You have to change what you're eating and you have to dump the sugar. You have to dump the carbohydrates. No sugar, and at least you need some carbohydrates, but they should come from fruits and vegetables. Not from garbage. Not from white flour products. You know, between the sugar that we consume, that means pure sugar, and the carbohydrates that we consume that will convert eventually to sugar, we're consuming over 350 pounds of sugar and flour annually by each individual. Now, I eat very, very little carbohydrates. I eat no sugar. I'm very careful. So somebody is eating my level of flour and sugar because it's based on a national average. So it's all lumped together for the entire nation. So if you make those changes, reduce your carbohydrates, get rid of the bread, get rid of the grains, get rid of the cereals, get rid of the flour, get rid of the pasta. Get rid of all those foods that are coming from a refined and processed and even ultra-processed manufacturing. We're eating junk. You know, we're the greatest nation in the world. But out of the 37 industrialized nations that are monitored for health and longevity, we are the 37th nation out of 37. We're the last country in the world. We're the worst country in the world in health. But we can change that. But you have to want. You have to want to change. You can't just cut down calories and say, I'm changing. No. Get rid of the food that is junk. Get rid of the food that is ultra-processed. Don't shop in the middle of the supermarket. Shop around the store, the perimeter of the store. And the fruits, vegetables, fresh, steamed, tasted with nice chunk of butter on top of your vegetables, using a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons at every meal of extra virgin olive oil. Reduce the bread or take out the bread, take out the pasta. You can have a healthy, healthy meal, highly nutritious, and no junk. And you will change. Change your diet. You will change mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I really, truly believe that we have so much violence because all the young people today eat junk. That affects our brain. Our brain needs nutrients more than any other part of the body. You starve the brain of nutrients, you starve the body of nutrients, and you are not the same person. You become irritable, and you become violent. Because you're not healthy. And we need to go back to a healthy diet. So I know I say this over and over again, but I hope you don't get tired of it. Because someday something will stick into your mental capacity, say, yes, Terry's right, we need to change. If you change in 3 to 6 months, you're going to be the happiest person because our health, our bodies, are so forgiving. We can actually abuse our bodies over decades and yet restore our health within a matter of months. That's how forgiving our body is. But now if you have abused it so far where you have had so much damage, you're not going to undo the damage, unfortunately. If you've got shoulders or knees or hips that are bone on bone, you're not going to change that. That's why we have so many hip replacements. That's why we have knee replacements. Because we're a bone on bone, and that causes horrible pain. So people want to get rid of their badly damaged joints. But everything else, your organs, your glands, your hormones, your steroids, all that naturally can be restored. You can restore the health of your body to the best of the ability beyond its damaged area. So we're going to talk more about a lot of great things today. We're going to be talking about neuropathy, painful feet and hands, tingling and numbing of those toes and fingers, where your feet actually go numb. And then we're going to talk about how to get ready for a vacation. And I love berries. Every morning I have a smoothie or a protein drink with berries. I use blueberries, bilberries, aronia berries. Berries are loaded with oligomeric anthocyanins, which are very, very powerful polyphenols that can help restore your body. I heard a doctor once say, naturopathic doctor, that every person I've treated that had a previous heart attack, and I put them on anthocyanins from berries, he made a combination of berry juice, and he put his patients on this combination of berries and cherries. And he said, I never lost any one of those patients that had a previous heart attack to another heart attack. They're making the body much, much more healthy. So we're going to talk about the health benefits of blueberries. And then I have a listener's question that I'm going to answer and will answer for you as well. And what about cancer treatment? Why is it harder on women and for women? And we know now that babies are lacking bacteria. They should be receiving bacteria from their mother. They're healthy, good bacteria. And also through breastfeeding. That doesn't happen much anymore. Good news and bad news on your heart. We're talking about both the good and the bad. I think we should. And what about telomeres? And what about cancer for the appendix? Oh boy, it's never ending. We're seeing more cancer and a higher spike of cancer in younger people. But let's talk about a quick review. What about your nervous system? You ever think about it? Probably you don't even know it, but you'll feel it because nerves send electrical signals that enable you to taste, smell, and feel sensation like sour, hot, cold, soft, rough, and so on. You know, COVID-19 killed a lot of people, and it damaged a lot more people. Some people do not have the same nervous system that they had prior to COVID-19. They can't taste or smell. They don't have feeling sensation. So we can change that to some degree. We can bring that back to some degree. And it affects more muscles and how we think. All this happens with the nerves. And when the nerves are damaged, you're going to experience some sensation of numbness, burning, tingling, pins and needles, muscle weakness, sharp pains in your arms, hands, or legs. Oh boy, here we go back to the same things I've talked about so much. So what damages the nerves? Think about it. What damages the nerves? If you have neuropathy, now you're probably going to look for a drug to treat the neuropathy. Doctors sell those drugs. There's also natural vitamins and minerals that can revive those nerves. But what damages the nerves? High blood sugar. You know, type 2 diabetes is really not a disease. It's an accumulation of sugar in the blood, higher than normal. Well, guess what? We eat sugar higher than normal. So obviously you're going to find more sugar in the bloodstream because we can't produce enough insulin from the pancreas to shuttle all that sugar into the cells because the cells are overwhelmed already with sugar. So that's when it turns into fat for future use. And 60 to 70%, listen to this, 60 to 70% of people with diabetes have some sort of nerve damage. What about trauma? What about inflammation? Well, we know that poor nutrition is at the bottom platform of your health. We build on our platform of nutrition. But if we lack B vitamins, that B like in boy, we lack B vitamins and or the inability to convert the B vitamins to their active form. Now, when we consume B vitamins, those B vitamins go to the liver, and they're biologically converted into the active forms so the body can use them directly. But if not, then we're going to have infections. We'll need more medications, autoimmune diseases, toxic chemicals, cancer, pressure, and compression, trauma, poorly fitting splints or crutches, carpal tunnel syndrome, tumors, all this from high blood sugar. And you control that. That's what I'm getting at. Drugs don't take this away. Drugs make you dependent on drugs. It doesn't make you healthier. It doesn't make you depend only on nutrition. But they have you hooked on drugs. And it's optional. You don't have to have drugs for type 2 diabetes. But there I would talk to your physician to make sure that you make the right decision based on what your doctor thinks and what you are hearing from other places. These vitamins are very, very important. Now we're going to fix those nerve damages. There are three areas which we need to be addressed. How about your circulation? Proper blood flow carries nutrients and oxygen to the nerves. Inflammation plays a significant role in the development and progression of nerve damage. Inflammation is good and bad. You have an injury, you're going to see inflammation come to your rescue. It's going to put out the damage. It's going to stop the swelling of the damage. It's going to stop the heat that you might feel from the damage. It'll stop the pain. So if you have an injury, within a week or two, probably you'll be back to health. But the American diet, of all the carbohydrates, all the sugar, and all the seed oils with high levels of omega-6, cause inflammation. So while you're trying to put out inflammation with maybe ice, maybe with drugs, maybe with supplements, and you're eating the American diet, you'll never catch up. Now you can repair the nerves and the nerve sheath, plus also relieve the pain. Nerve pain is some of the most difficult type of pain to treat. And now we know there are natural options that can help. They're not miracles, but you'll improve just as well with natural options than you will with drugs. Now, one of the most powerful, alpha-lipoic acid, antioxidant that is both fat and water-soluble. And it's one of the most powerful compounds proven to reduce nerve pain and promote nerve recovery. That's what it's all about. Getting well is to reduce the damage and promote recovery. There's no science. It's natural. And alpha-lipoic acid is shown to lower blood sugar levels in people with both types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. And regularly used in Germany as a prescription drug to treat diabetic neuropathy, and shown in clinical trials to reduce symptoms of neuropathy and slow its progression. That's what it's all about. And this is a natural substance. Now, to be effective, I'll come back with that. I've just looked at the clock on the wall, and we're ticking down to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to have to take a short break to allow the station to identify itself and to also take advantage of some commercials that are going to be aired. So they need a few minutes for that. and they will come right back. So don't go away. And if you want more of this, now we're together for an hour today. That's not a whole lot of time to try to get along, try to get along to you a whole lot of information. So my website is loaded with information. And my website is called TerryTalksNutrition.com. Go there. You can listen to my radio show around the world. You can read our newsletter every Friday. You can subscribe to my newsletter that will be sent to you every Friday. So all this is right on my website. So join me on my website and come on back. I'm leaving you for a few seconds, but I'll be right back. Don't go away. Stay there. I'll be right here when I come back. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. And we're going to be here to the top of the hour. We have a whole another segment to share with you more information on how you can make changes in your life. You're not hopeless. Whatever you have, 95% of the time, you can make tremendous changes. You could regain your health. And if nothing else, you will make your health better than where you are now. There are people that have taken drugs for mental disease, depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia. And a psychiatrist doesn't use drugs anymore, but puts all her patients on the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet is the diet I prescribed or I recommended in the first half of the program. Very, very, very low carbohydrates. And in some tough cases of mental disease, no carbohydrates, none, zero. But plenty of protein, natural fats. And that'll make a huge difference. The sugar and the carbohydrates actually is like touching a bare wire. It's going to short out. And the brain is shorting out. But if you eat the right foods, the foods that your brain needs, and the food that can cross the blood-brain barrier, you're going to be very, very well off. It's diet. It's not drugs, my friends. They sure would like to have you believe it's drugs. Drugs for curing this, drugs for curing that. All those TV commercials, there's not one TV commercial. Listen to this. There's not one TV commercial ever, ever, ever allowed on TV in countries around the world except in the United States. Now, Mr. Kennedy, change that, please. Take all TV advertising of drug companies off TV now. Please, for the sake of America, stop prescribing drugs to the TV consumers watching TV. Oh, I need that drug. Oh, I wish I had that drug. I'm going to get that drug. You're making them want the drugs. Get them off drugs. Yes, we need to get chemicals out of our food. We need to make other changes as well. But get the TV advertising, drug advertising, off TV. Now, if you want to make some huge changes that were shown in clinical trials to reduce the symptoms of neuropathy and slow down its progression, take 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid. But you should also take the lipoic acid, alpha-lipoic acid, with additional vitamins and minerals as well, daily. The 600 milligrams daily along with vitamins and minerals, including B vitamins, zinc, and chromium. If you go to a health food store, look for a product that contains 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid with other nutrients like B12, B6, folate, chromium, zinc, and make sure the B6, B12, and folate. And folate, not folic acid, folate. Folic acid is synthetic, and it causes additional damage to the body and to the nerves. And it's highly toxic to the body. You might want to find one that contains the B vitamins that have been biologically converted. They're methylated. So now instead of finding B6, you find the biologically active form called P5P. P like Peter, 5P like Peter. P5P. That's the biologically active form of vitamin B6. Does not have any side effects. If you take a lot of vitamin B6, it could have side effects. In fact, some people get neuropathy from vitamin B6 if taken in a large quantity. But it is a large quantity. I don't see most people ever approaching that high quantity. But get P5P anyway. And vitamin B12, the methylated form of vitamin B12. And folate, not folic acid. Zinc and chromium. Now there's another product that can help a great deal for nerve pain. And the product is called pea. Not green peas, but P-E-A. And wow, I can't even pronounce the chemical pronunciation of P. So I am so happy somebody came up with the idea of calling it P, P-E-A. It's an acronym for a 21-letter word. I have some words that are four-letter that are difficult for me. So I stick with the P. Not green peas, not pea protein, but pea. It's a natural product. It's a fat. It's already found in the body. But like all bodies, we don't produce enough at some time, or we don't make anywhere near the quantity that we require for our nerve pain. But pea is unique for pain. It stops inflammation that starts in the nerve cells. Other natural anti-inflammatories tackle inflammation that starts with the immune system cells. This is different. Pea is a different chemical entity. And here's a little bit of information on a study I ran across. 73 people with type 2 diabetes and neuropathy were treated with a placebo, and you know a placebo is a fake pill, or a daily nutrient combination of including 300 milligrams of pea and 300 milligrams of ALA for 6 months. Treatment resulted in significant pain reduction versus no change in the placebo group. This is a wonderful combination. Now, look for the product that contains pea. But also look for the product that contains ALA, alpha lipoic acid, along with other nutrients that I recommended be taken along with ALA. That combination is a super dynamite product for reducing pain, nerve pain, neuropathy, any kind of nerve damage, TMJ, many other types of pain. And it has worked wonders in tremendous amount of clinical studies. Now, how long do you have to wait for results? It's one of the most frequent questions I'm asked. How long do I have to take this for it to work? How much do I have to take for it to work? You know, everybody is different. There are no people alike. There are no equal illnesses. There are no equal dosages. We have to try to see what works best for us, for nerve pain or neuropathy. When will it go away? I can understand their concern. They have suffered so much, they can't wait for it to go away. They pray, they meditate, but it's all due to what you take into your body that makes a big difference. Damaged nerves grow very, very slowly, almost invisible. On an average, about 1 mm per day. That's 1 inch per month in a healthy person. So using alpha-lipoic acid, D vitamins, zinc, chromium, as well for at least 2 to 3 months will help many individuals, but will vary every individual. It gives the nutrients time to help repair the nerves and the underlying cause of neuropathy. I've seen relief in several weeks. Sometimes it may take several months, depending on how much damage has already been done, how long you have continued. Now look, that damage that you've tried to undo, seriously now, it's done by sugar and carbohydrates. So now if you're going to try to take PEA, an alpha-lipoic acid, that's great. But are you still, come on, folks, I'm serious. You can't do that and still eat sugar and carbohydrates. That's what's causing your problem. And if you don't get rid of the cause of the problem, you're stuck. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You're never going to get anywhere. Stop the damage. You can stop the damage so that repair can begin. So repair can be easier. But if you're still eating lots of pasta, a lot of bread, a lot of grains, a lot of sugar, a lot of sweets, a lot of sweet and soft drinks, you're just adding. That's the fuel to inflammation. You just gassed up your car with a high octane fuel. You just charge up your body with sugar and carbohydrates, doing more damage daily, more seed oil, doing more damage daily. And then, oh, I took this pill, it's not working. Well, good Lord, how can you expect something to work when you're fueling your body to be more inflamed? I just don't get it. Help me understand this. Why do people want to buy a pill, buy a drug, buy a supplement to put out the damage, and they don't stop the cause of the damage? Tell me that. Help me understand that. If sugar and carbohydrates, all that sugar that causes the damage, is not stopped, how are you going to regain your health by taking a pill to reduce the inflammation and the nerve damage? The nerve damage comes from sugar. The nerve damage comes from carbohydrates. The American diet is 95% sugar and carbohydrates. And it should be 20 to 30% protein, 70 to 80% fat. No, 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 no. Fat's not going to make you fat. Carbohydrates and sugar makes you fat. I explained that in the beginning. When insulin can't shuttle enough sugar into your bloodstream, then it turns into fat to be saved for the future. Now you're getting fatter. Now you've got a spare tire. Now you've got belly fat. Now you have visceral fat. America is fat. America is fat. And it doesn't come from fat. People are afraid of fat. They go on a low-fat diet and they still get fatter. Figure that one out. They're so afraid of fat, which was once in a very, very bad study. It wasn't even a study. It was observational of 17 different countries determining their health. And out of only one person came up with the idea that, oh, it must be fat. Not even a study, not a clinical data, observational. Oh, I see this. And then I made a remark. Or I think this. Now I made a comment. The comment was based on their thought. It was not based on studies. So people became so afraid of fat. Everybody was on low-fat diet. That's where we got skim milk, no-fat milk, margarine instead of butter, seed oils instead of good oils. We damaged America severely, health-wise. And now we're trying to dig ourselves out of a hole. But now people are so hooked on carbohydrates and sugar, they're addicted. They can't give it up. But it's causing all your health damage. You're getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And one day, the drug companies will have won. They'll have everybody on a series of drugs. Everybody will be obese. Everybody will have heart disease. Everybody will have joint destruction. Everybody will be so ill, so unhealthy, it'll be very, very hard to bring back America. But I hope Mr. Kennedy can do something for us and make us look at why we have so much damage. Now, getting ready for vacation, or have you already gone? So what do you need when traveling? Well, pack up your supplements first and then your first aid kit. But here's a good supplement first aid kit to start with. What about upset stomachs? Eating unfamiliar foods or more food than you are used to when on vacation, of course. We're picking out because we don't do this at home. We can pig out on vacation, which can cause bloating and indigestion. Take a shelf-stable probiotic daily to keep digestion running smoothly. I take a 20 billion probiotic bacteria, friendly bacteria, per capsule once or twice daily to reestablish the friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract. So this will make your stomach feel so much better. What about anxiety? Well, travel can be stressful. Loading the car with kids, all the stuff you're taking on, the tent, all the food, junk food probably, that can be helpful. So you might want to take a very powerful form of Echinacea angustifolia. Echinacea angustifolia is, yes, I know what it is for. It's for reducing cold and flu. It's supporting your immune system. But all natural products have a variety of compounds, not just one compound. A drug is one compound. A drug is one molecule. A drug works on one pathway. Natural products, natural herbs, contain many, many compounds, many molecules that work on a variety of pathways at the same time. So Echinacea angustifolia contains compounds that are called alchemites. These alchemites work on your mental anxiety. So it reduces the chance of anxiety, reduces anxiety if you're experiencing it, taking 20 to 40 milligrams. 20 to 40 milligrams. Now, if you were taking Echinacea angustifolia for cold and flu, you might be taking 500 milligrams two, three times a day. But these are molecules that are found in Echinacea that do not work on cold and flu. They work on the pathways based on alchemite. You take 20 to 40 milligrams twice daily for quick relief of anxiety. What about sleep issues? You're sleeping in different areas. Maybe you're sleeping on the ground in a tent. Maybe you're in a motel. Maybe the situation isn't just the same. Maybe you've got five people sleeping in a bedroom. Everything is different on vacation. Just be prepared. I love melatonin. It works for me fantastically. It can help dramatically with jet lag, sleep disruption, or just getting to sleep. Take 5 to 10 milligrams of sustained extended release about an hour or two before sleeping. It lasts for about 5 to 7 hours. So it's a special tablet that unwraps very slowly. It doesn't break down in 10 or 15 minutes like most tablets will. It'll unwrap in about 5 to 7 hours. So it's over a period of time that it's releasing melatonin. So take a 5 to 10 milligram tablet of what we would call a sustained release or extended release about an hour or two before bedtime, before sleeping. And what about the immune system? We always want to take care of our immune system, especially when we're in newer areas, new environments. So take about 400 milligrams, 400 milligrams of antigraftus that is standardized at 20% of the antigraphilides that yields 80 milligrams of antigraphilides, the key active compound of antigraftus, daily to prevent bacterial, fungal, and viral infection. And then I would also add maybe 100 milligrams of chewable propolis. 100 milligrams of propolis. Propolis is known as a multi-antimicrobial. It kills off all the pathogens directly. It doesn't build the immune system by itself, but actually kills off the pathogens, makes them inert, makes them inactive. And then what about sunburn prevention? One of the best sunburn prevention solution I know is a product that contains calcium lactate and magnesium citrate and zinc. Calcium lactate can help protect against sunburn damage and muscle cramps from being out in the sun all day. We have calcium levels in our bone up to about 95%. About 5% of the calcium, even less than that, is found in the soft tissue of the body. So if you're out in the sun tends to draw the calcium out of the soft tissue of the body. And therefore, it puts it in a situation that can burn easily or causing cramps. Or even if the kids are out running up and down the beach in the sun. And then at night they're in bed, they're coughing, coughing, coughing. Why are they coughing? Because of the constriction of the lungs due to the fact of a lack of calcium. Calcium is a relaxant. But the only calcium lactate I ever found in my experience is calcium lactate for the soft tissue of the body. You don't need very much. It's a very small dosage. Might be only 250 milligrams daily. And that'll prevent coughing at night. They don't have a cold. They don't have a snotty nose. They don't have a fever. They're coughing because they're getting the constriction of the lungs, compression of the lungs. And calcium lactate relieves the compression or the contraction of the soft tissue, like leg cramps, restless legs, muscle cramps, menopause cramps, premenopausal cramps, cramping, sunburns, you'll do much, much better taking a combination of calcium lactate, magnesium citrate, and zinc. So that's a variety of things you can do to stay healthy when you're on vacation. Now I'm going to give you a quick 3 minute, but I've only got about 2 minutes left in the program. So I'm going to give you three healthy benefits of blueberries. Blueberries are a super berry, super fruit for health. A cup of blueberries a day reduces the risk of heart disease by 15%. Blueberries also help keep arteries smooth and flexible. A separate study found that eating blueberries 3 times a week significantly reduced the risk of heart attack. And for the brain, 6 months of regularly consuming blueberries significantly improved memory, mental processing, and the speed of processing in older adults. Blueberry consumption by adults with mild memory products significantly improved learning, recall, and also reduced symptoms of depression. And for the skin, blueberries contain compounds that help reduce skin roughness and increase elasticity. Blueberries help decrease intestinal inflammation, which is linked to skin conditions like arthritis and eczema or eczema. Blueberries are a super berry, super fruit. I love them all. I change often. Some days I will use blueberries in my drink. Some days I will use aronia berries. Some days I will use bilberries, which are really great for the eyes. They've been known for eye health for 50 years in Europe. And with that, my friends, saying goodbye on this blueberry issue, say a prayer for this crazy world. We all want to come back to a healthy, sound America. And I hope Mr. Kennedy helps us come back to a healthy America. Shut down the advertising on TV for drugs. And with that, my friends, God bless you, and God bless your health, and God bless this great country. Until we meet again, I wish you the very best.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Take a look back at the big sports events. The Packers kick off the preseason, and the Brewers try to continue the winning streak, and a little news as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicky Barker.
Ukrainians will not gift their land to the occupier.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pushing back at President Trump's suggestion that Ukraine will likely have to, quote, swap land with its Russian invaders, speaking through an interpreter.
Ukraine is ready for real decisions that can bring peace. Any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are without Ukraine, are at the same time decisions against peace. They will not achieve anything. They are unworkable decisions.
Zelensky is not invited to next week's summit in Alaska between Presidents Trump and Putin. In Montana, a manhunt for the suspect police say shot and killed four people in a bar is over. CBS's Michael Toscano reports.
We got our man.
Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen announcing searchers flushed 45-year-old Michael Brown out of hiding in the northwestern Montana.